7.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I think it's the bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You're now set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily. Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory, just click on USAPrepares.com. Scott is at the controls in Minnesota. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from systemic economic failures. All of them man-made. With me in the broadcast classroom today is John Reagan, U.S. Air Force retired. And John Reagan, you're finishing up work on your book, and we're going to be discussing some of the concepts in your book during this USAPrepares.com class. We started this a few weeks ago, and we're continuing today. This is the fourth in a series of classes that we've been calling Survival Economics 101, 102, 103, and today is Survival Economics 104. And today we're going to learn what we should do. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning. Why don't we start with gasoline? I just heard on the news some information about gasoline. You've got some interesting information about gasoline and fuel consumption. Why don't we just jump right into that and let our class know what you have found out about fuel?
Sure. The U.S. Energy Information Administration publishes various numbers once a month. And we just got new ones this past Monday. And one of these is the U.S. total gasoline retail sales by refiners. Mm-hmm. So you can think of that as, you know, what we go and buy from the gas station. And all of these numbers are in thousands of gallons per day. And what is so concerning about this for me is last fall, going from September to October, this took a nosedive of 25% in just 1 month. And putting that into more perspective, when they started keeping track of this, it was January of 1983, and this was just over 46,000 gallons per day. That was kind of a low month. January tends to be, and by January of 84, that was 54,000. This past January, it was 28,000. And in April, it was 29,700. And to relate that, 2006 is probably our last year before things started turning south. You can look at the 2007 usage and see it was already on the way down. Just for us to get back to the amount of gasoline we were using in 2006 would require more than doubling what we're doing now. It'd be 100%, and then you have to add another 5% on top of that just to get back to where we were.
Let me see if I've got this right, John. You're saying that we peaked out in 2006 for...
We didn't peak in 2006. Oh, we actually peaked in like 2003.
Okay.
But 2006 was still in the ballpark there.
Okay.
We started going downhill in 2007.
Okay. 2003, we peaked, and we're still productive in 2006, and we are on a decline. So are you equating the gasoline consumption with the economic health of the nation? Is that what you're saying?
I don't see how you can separate it, because everything that we do in this country requires gasoline. You know, whether you're just going to work or going to the store or sightseeing, it all requires putting gas in the car.
Do you know anybody that you communicate with on any kind of a basis whatsoever that has gotten an increase in compensation, wages, salary, any kind of increase in the last year? Anybody?
Not that I've heard of.
Right. Right. I haven't either. And I've asked several of our instructors that. I don't know anybody, not a single individual. Now, I'm sure that the CEOs of many large companies have increased their compensation package somehow, either through options or bonuses or something. But the rest of us, you know, the worker bees of society, I don't know of a single one of us who has been able to increase compensation, not one. Okay. So
I believe Congress has gotten the pay increase.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of us would like to pay them to just stay home and not do another thing. You know, when you're talking about 2006, I was working on the farm at a frantic pace here in Missouri, and we were building our farm, and there was a lot of activity, not just by us, but by lots and lots of people. The concrete trucks were rolling. I mean, people were buying concrete. Foundations were being put in, hammers and nails were flying, you know, quickly, and boards were being put up and everywhere. I mean, there was a boom going on, and all of a sudden, you know, it's not here. And I totally agree with you. And I don't, you know, the other thing I don't see is I don't see any traffic anywhere. I mean, literally, I have not been in a traffic jam in a pretty long time. Is that what you're seeing also?
Well, it's hard for me to judge because I came here from Dallas, and we had a lot of traffic in Dallas. So for me, the Springfield area is a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our son happens to be on the East Coast right now, and he reported over the holiday that there was very, very little traffic, very little. And he was shocked, absolutely shocked. So I think this gasoline consumption reduction is real, absolutely real. It just not numbers on a piece of paper to us. We really see the decline in productivity and activity in the United States. So let's talk about what else this means.
Well, you do see it in a little bit of news, but it's not as direct as what I've presented to you. You've seen headlines where gasoline exports are hitting records, and the reason that is because when the refineries make the gasoline, gasoline doesn't store all that well, so you really need to have it sold. So they import the oil and export the gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
And another way you see it is on commercials. You'll hear where these auto insurance companies are offering discounts now. One of them is offering like a 30% discount. And if gasoline usage is basically down half from where it was, they're probably making even more money with a 30% discount.
Hmm. Yeah, my insurance company has not offered any discounts, but I might need to throw them overboard anyway. Okay. Are there any other implications to the reduction in the consumption of gasoline besides what we're talking about, the reduction in commerce, the reduction in spending, the reduction in construction? Well, I guess there's one good benefit, and that is we don't need to do the road maintenance as much as we used to because we're not using the roads as much as we used to.
But I think they've cut back on that anyway, and roads still need maintenance. Now, we've mm-hmm. got a lot of bridges in this country that are in need of repair or replacement.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is because we have less trucks hammering the roads, we're making less potholes. But, yes, we still need to fix them. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you want to talk about debt to GDP?
Sure. Last time we went through a little bit of the financial state of the union mm-hmm. and kind of sliced and diced that to show that no matter how you look at it, it's not a pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
One of those ways was even if we cut out all the discretionary spending in government, we would not have a balanced budget. Another way we looked at it was if you look at the unfunded liabilities for the social insurance programs, and that does not include Obamacare, it would take all the more than all the money in the world to fix.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I also looked at if we just paid for interest on debt, government and private, federal and local government, and just put aside enough money to keep those unfunded liabilities from getting worse, just those items would take more than the entire economy right now. So no matter which way you look at it, we cannot keep on the path we've been on.
Well, it's kind of clear, because if you look at the news over the last few days, indications are that, well, you know, growth is less, it's going to be less than we expected. Growth? What are they kidding? We're in a decline. You know, they're saying that there are more people unemployed than we thought, and the economy is doing a little worse than we thought it was going to do. And they're just starting to admit that maybe there's some problems. There are massive problems. And so it's clear. It's absolutely clear to all of us at USAPrepares.com that our economy is headed toward toward collapse. There's no question about it. And of course, you agree.
Yeah, the politicians can't afford to tell the truth on this one. They've got about half the public out there that are in some kind of government assistance. And, you know, to tell them that their free lunch is going away, whether they earned it or not, I'm talking about people on Social Security that have paid all their life, or people receiving, you know, civil or military pensions, or people on food stamps. I mean, it doesn't matter what the assistance is. Sooner or later, the government is going to have to default. When they do, that's going away. And at the same time, those people that have worked and saved and you know, everything they've worked for all their lives is going to go away, because the dollar is just plain going to crash on them.
Mm-hmm. I got a huge postcard from some guy running from office, and this guy advertises on the afternoon broadcast at USA Prepares and a local broadcast out of Springfield, Missouri. I can't believe that he's advertising on my show, and I don't really have control over that, because I can't control every commercial, but I can control most of them. And this guy, he comes on every day, and he says, you know, he's working hard to keep taxes low. Who's he kidding? This might be my last day on KWTO. I don't know. I'm Vin Finelli. John Reagan's with me. Survival economics. We're going to be talking about derivatives and can gold fix the problem, some state issues, and what we should do about it. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.96.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.36.69, $18.35 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.36.69, $18.35, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Bemplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got a meetup tonight. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Tonight's topic, Kill Shot, K-I-L-L-S-H-O-T. That's an Ed Dames video, Major Ed Dames, technical remote viewing guy. He's been on Coast to Coast many times, even way back in the Art Bell days. So that's our topic tonight. There's a video followed by a discussion. C.L. Ferris is presenting. So, oh, by the way, she's getting a lot of attention on some preppers' websites. That's tonight, 5:30, Ziggy's at the Lamplighter, corner of Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. There's more information on the website, usaprepares.com. With me today is John Reagan, and we're talking about survival economics. We're on class number 104. John, did you want to continue this, or do you want to move into gold?
Well, I think what I'd like to say is that we covered a lot of these numbers last time, which was the June 22nd show, and that is available in the GCN archives if anybody wants to go back and listen.
Okay.
One of the things that I do is I reference a lot of the numbers off of usdebtclock.org. And if you haven't been there, you need to kind of prepare yourself because the dollars turn faster there than when you're filling up your tank at the gas station. And one of the things we see is the national debt, which is now getting very close to $16 trillion. And what's more important about that is that's over 100% of GDP. And why economists consider that important is that once your debt is greater than 100% of GDP, that means that the economy has to grow faster than the interest rate on the debt in order to get ahead. And that's assuming that you had a balanced budget.
Mm-hmm. And that explains why interest rates are so low.
That's interest rates are historically low, and that's another bad omen, too, is that once interest rates start going up, that means the bond market is going to crash because bonds have an inverse relationship with interest rates.
Mm-hmm. When you were a child, we're roughly the same age. What was a passbook rate on a savings account?
5.25%.
That's exactly where it was when I was younger too. And I haven't seen anything like that in a very long time. Have you?
It's below the rate of inflation that the government publicizes, which is below what real inflation is.
Mm-hmm. So why would anybody want to save anything?
That's what they've done is made it to where if you save money, you're actually losing money.
Right, because it costs the interest that you would receive from savings is less than inflation. So the more you save, the farther you're behind you're going to get.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you think that, what is the fix? Do you see anything at all that can fix this problem?
There's no financial way out of this. There's no soft landing available anymore. We probably could have made changes in the 60s that would have been, uncomfortable and bypassed this, but we didn't do that. We actually made things worse. And the 80s was probably the last chance we had to make massive changes and take the pain. But we're now at a point where, on a global level, we're going to hit a wall, and when that happens, it's going to be the Great Depression on steroids.
Now, do you think that we might be alone in this, or is China and Europe and, are we all in this together?
We now have a global economy, and most of the currencies in the world are backed by imagination. They're just pieces of paper. If you're lucky, a lot of times they're just magnetic images on the bank's hard drive somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have real money anymore. And this might be a good segue into gold. If we look at the official holdings that the United States has, and we'll talk about that after the break.
Let's talk about gold and what gold the United States does have when we come back on the other side of this break. John Reagan's with me, U.S. Air Force officer, retired, MBA. I'm Vince Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health. But to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today you've got your
take my
when you go to
the
season for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, the New York Post says that the president is barnstorming the heartland to boost U.S. jobs in a taxpayer-financed luxury bus that the government had custom built for him. It was built in Canada. And it was a $1.1 million vehicle, and it's one of two that was sold from Canada to the United States government. And it's got all kinds of luxury features in it. It's the kind of bus that you'd want to have if you didn't have to be concerned with what it costs. So in order to boost jobs, and the government is doing a fabulous, fabulous job of boosting jobs in the United States of America. And one way they're doing it is they're buying buses from Canada. They're also guaranteeing debt of companies that are going bankrupt. So I'll tell you what, it makes me angry. John Reagan, gold. We're talking about gold. Where's the gold?
Yeah, we used to have money that was based on gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now gotten to the point where we have people that are 50 years old that are too young to remember the last time we had silver as money.
Yeah.
But if we wanted to try and go back, I just wanted to demonstrate how that can't work either. The Treasury Department puts out a report on how much gold the Treasury owns. And this is in the neighborhood of 261 million ounces of gold. So even at today's value, if we cashed in that gold and tried to pay down the national debt, we would still have over $15 trillion of national debt. It works out to about $400 billion worth of gold.
Yeah.
Worldwide, there is approximately half an ounce of gold available per person for monetary use. There's about 7 billion people in the world, and if we called half an ounce $1,000 just to make the math easy, that would be $7 trillion worth of gold available for monetary use in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So again, if we confiscated all the gold in the world and just used it to try and pay down our national debt, we'd still have over $8 trillion worth of national debt. So gold in and of itself can't fix our problems. Eventually, once we get past a crash, having money based again on silver and gold keeps you from getting into this problem.
Yeah, and this is an age-old problem where bankers and money changers would fabricate money or the equivalent of money or the illusion of money out of thin air and cheat everyone around them by inflating the currency, devaluing the purchasing power of it. And it's criminal. It's absolutely criminal. And I look around at some of our senior citizens that have worked so hard to accumulate savings, and they don't have anything left because it's been confiscated through inflation. Okay, so what do we do, John?
Let's look at a few other things. I've been in the Consolidated Annual Financial Reports, otherwise known as the CAFRs, for some of the states. And while they do have billions of dollars in investments available, when you look at what their liabilities are, they have gone from 2003 being roughly 100% funded for paying pensions to the latest report showing about 70%. And once the bond market crashes with interest rates going up, that's going to be even worse. So the states are in bad shape. And another disturbing trend is that during that time frame, the amount of money that the states get from the federal government versus the taxpayers of their states has gone up to a point where many of the states now make more money from the federal government than they do from the taxes they collect in the state. And you wonder why they don't listen to the taxpayer. I want to touch on a couple of other things real quick so we can get on to what we do about it.
Okay.
We've got the unfunded liabilities for the social insurance programs, that's Social Security, Medicare, and the like. We would have to have over $119 trillion in the bank earning interest just to pay those liabilities. And the assumptions behind that is that, one of the assumptions is that income goes up by 4% a year. And as we've already touched on, people aren't getting, if they're getting raises, it's nowhere near that amount.
Right,
that
right.
works out to a liability per taxpayer of over $1 million. And just to keep things on an even keel, this goes up about 5% a year at a minimum. That means every taxpayer would have to kick in $50,000 a year just to keep things from getting worse. And that assumes that it would be invested and not spent the way Congress has the habit of doing.
Now, you're saying $50,000 would be what it would take from each taxpayer from now on just to keep, just to break even?
Just to break even. And that's assuming that all the rosy projections of high increases in income and low increases in expenses stay true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know that's not going to happen.
No. And then just as icing on the cake, we have these derivatives. Derivatives are based off real assets, but they're not assets in and of themselves. And this is largely unregulated. The credit default swaps that we read about that's causing a lot of problems financially are some of these derivatives. And the best guess is that it's somewhere between $700 trillion to $1.5 quadrillion worth of derivatives floating out there. And we've started seeing cracks occur, and this is what caused the multi-billion dollar loss for Chase starting last month, or a month and a half ago, I guess now. And once these start rolling downhill, this is so much money that even the central banks printing money as fast as they can't keep up with it. And that's why I say what's coming is the Great Depression on steroids. And
so,
I expect us to see. Yes.
John, how do you see this unfolding? Do you think it's going to be a slow, gradual decline, or do you think it's going to increase at increasing rates? I mean, the decline will become faster and faster as time progresses. It will get worse more quickly. What do you see?
I think it has to increase at an increasing rate, because once these derivatives start unwinding, it's like a snowball going downhill. It's going to pick up more momentum and get bigger and bigger as it goes along.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the reasons Chase is having such problems is that they're having to sell good assets to cover these losses. And as this multiplies, then these returns get worse and worse, which cause more and more of the derivatives to go bad, which means they have to sell off more and more assets to cover the losses, and it gets to a point where they can no longer cover the losses.
So here's the ultimate question. Where did the money go?
It first off, it wasn't real money.
Mm-hmm.
And we could probably just do a show by itself on fiat money and fractional reserve banking. We've made up a lot of money out of thin air. The real money, the gold and silver, basically have been taken out of circulation and are in pretty much the hands of government or the banksters or the wealth, truly wealthy individuals out there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're left with this so-called money backed by imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, eventually it has to hit a wall. And with the derivatives crack, it looks like we're going to hit that wall sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. So are you thinking a year, 5 years, 10 years, tomorrow?
I was hoping that we would have 2 to 3 years before things start unwinding.
Mm-hmm. That's what Bob Chapman thought.
With the crack that we've seen with the derivatives, that may be down to a number of months now.
Bob Chapman told me that he thought we had, 3 to 5 years, and that was about a year ago. So
and
you're thinking that we're accelerating at an even faster pace than that.
George Soros came out and talked about he gave Europe 3 months to get their act together.
Mm-hmm.
And when George Soros talks, he's not just an innocent bystander out there. This is a guy that has crashed the currencies of several countries before. So he knows what he's doing, and he knows how to manipulate markets. Mm-hmm. So when he says that Europe is running out of time, that also means America's running out of time. Because mm-hmm. when Europe goes down, it's not going to be long past that when the dollar goes down as well.
I asked my dad many, many years ago what it was like living through the Depression. I said, well, what did things cost? He said, it didn't matter because nobody had any money. He said, it didn't matter what things cost because you couldn't buy them, no matter what they were, because nobody had any money. And, you know, that was the hardest thing for me to understand for quite a while, that people didn't have any money. They just, no one was hiring. There were no jobs. People were selling apples on the corner that, you know, that used to have jobs because it was a very, very difficult time because the.
I think Vincent just dropped out on us. The Depression back then, we had most of the country was still involved with agriculture. About 80% was in agriculture. And even the people in the cities would tend to have gardens and raise some of their own food. So it's quite a different situation than we have today where we just go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So how do you feel about when we come back from this break talking about what we do about all this?
Sounds like we talk about what we do.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy to store food. For example, purchase a 1-year supply and get 5 Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This afternoon, Rob Roy is going to be with me. Rob Roy is going to be featured on Discovery's Sons of Guns. And we're going to be talking about what that was like this afternoon at 3 o'clock. John Reagan's with me. And, John, the thing I'd like to know is, then what do we do?
Well, I think first off, we need to be prepared for a collapse of the global logistics system. The supply chain, without money behind it, will not continue to function. And even if what you want is produced in the United States, does the raw material also come from the United States? It's a tremendous problem all in itself.
So yeah, and as I listen to this, these election campaign commercials, they make me ill, because these are the same guys that are running for re-election that have caused these problems. They've sold us out. They've put us on par with third world countries. We've sold out our jobs. We've sold out our manufacturing. We don't make anything, as far as I can tell, here in this country anymore. And how is it that we're going to rebuild when we've thrown away our manufacturing infrastructure? We used to have tool and die makers in this country, and I don't know of any anymore. I don't know of a single one.
Well, the most optimistic reports I've read is that with the financial collapse, the soonest you get things back to normal is about 10 years. And
yeah,
that's, I think, if everything works well.
I can't imagine.
The good news is that even if we end up without oil and electricity, is that humans lived for thousands of years without that.
Mm-hmm.
The bad news is we no longer remember how to do that. So if we look at it kind of like triage, what's the most important things in our lives? And I would say number one is we have our spiritual house in order. And that by itself is what would help us to keep order and have hope.
Mm-hmm.
Then water, fresh water, is going to be important. We're used to just being able to turn on the tap and having water that is semi-safe to drink, or at least a convenient source that we can filter to have good water to drink.
Mm-hmm. I had the freeze-dry guy on yesterday, and we were talking about how much food you can store in a closet, and you can put a couple years' worth in for a couple people in a closet if you have the water.
Yeah, the freeze-dried is great. I also think we ought to have sprouts available and learn how to find what weeds are edible and then have, you know, good heirloom-type seeds for being able to grow your own food, and also learn how to raise small animals like chickens, goats. Because water and food are going to become important, and they're going to have to be obtained locally and really close by, especially on water. You're just not going to be able to go miles to, you know, grab some water and bring it back to where you live.
Yeah, and class at the expo for three expos in a row, we've taught a class on how to buy a farm. And that's what I did. I bought a farm back in 1989, our first farm. And I've been living this life for a long time. So I suggest you consider that. If you think that what we're saying might happen, you might want to buy a farm. And it can be a small farm. It can be a farmette, you know, 5 acres, 10 acres, 20 acres, or and so forth. But you might want to consider listening to that seminar on how to buy a farm. Please continue, John.
And then I also put in my top four sanitation. We're no longer going to have a working sewer or trash pickup, so you need to have a place for disposing of your garbage and a way of handling waste. You know, we used to have outhouses that would keep that separate from the rest of our facilities.
And, you know, you're right, John. On our farm, built in the 1940s, is still the outhouse that was here in the 1940s, about half a mile away from our house, right on our farm. You know, if you look at what happened on the East Coast, it's exactly what happened. Fresh water, short supply. Infrastructure running on electricity, short supply. Sanitation, they didn't want you to flush your toilets because the sewage treatment plant couldn't handle it because it didn't have electricity. John Reagan's been with me. He'll be with me tonight at the meetup. I'm Vin Finelli, USAForParis.com. Thank you so much, John Reagan. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Alex Jones, coming up next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.